mean a lot more to me than many other things, and I'd like to be able to take everyone with me.
Well, how much better could you do than you're doing here?
Who knows? I'm a Capricorn. We have to get as high as we possibly can. And if someone says, hey, I know a higher place, we got to go see if it really is. And that's the way we are.
You're going pretty high here. I mean, as, with all your listeners and your and you having the Mason-Dixon line on and everything.
Yeah, I hate to give this up. It's been great. It's been great therapy for me, and I think it's been good therapy for some people, too. We've all kind of created our own little world together, and that's very important to be able to have the capacity to do that.
Why don't you try and see if you can get started out there?
I hope that I can eventually. They don't want it right away, but I think it's because the only reason they don't want it right away is because they don't know what it can do, and they don't realize the potential that's here. But they will eventually, or I'll come back to Louisville. That's all there is to it.
That's all we'll be doing. You just have to get on the wire again and talk to the people.
Thanks for being on this morning, Leon.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
Hold your breath for 5 seconds.
Okay.
W-A-E-K-Y, Louisville.
There you go. We just identify.
Okay. I've never been on before.
Great. I'm glad we got you on this morning.
Okay. Isn't there something about you that you won't let us pass the point west somewhere on the map?
Yeah.
Where is
How did you find out about that?
I listened.
Oh, okay. I must have slipped and mentioned that one night. Yes, 112 West Parallel.
Yes.
It runs through Helena, Montana, Great Falls, Idaho. There are a number of other places there that no one's ever heard of, like Moose Jaw and places like that.
You want to be past west then?
Yeah, that's as far west as I think I want to go.
Okay, there's something else. I've got a little girl that's 3 days older than your little boy. Would they have anything in common?
All right, now, say that again slowly. Something else went through my head just then.
Okay, my little girl's 3 days older than your little boy.
Uh-huh.
Would they have any sun signs or anything?
Oh, yeah, well, for instance, the difference in degree of their sun is going to be minuscule for a three-day period. I don't know how much difference would actually be. I'd have to see the ephemerides to tell you for sure. But what time was your girl born?
1:42 in the afternoon.
Okay, now there's where the big difference is going to come in. My son was born at 9 o'clock in the morning. His rising sign is Cancer. And Sally just went, yay! 1 o'clock in the afternoon. See, I had to figure out, wait a minute, 9 o'clock is Cancer. 10 would be Leo. And then 11 would be Leo also, partially Leo, and then Virgo. 12 would be Virgo. Probably be Scorpio rising, roughly.
Oh, my husband's a Scorpio.
Well, there you go. That's gonna give them something in common.
Yeah, they're really getting along good now.
That's good.
I've got a little boy that's a Sagittarian. And I'm a Sagittarian.
Well, you've got it matched up pretty well then. And the Sagittarian will get along with, the Gemini will get along with the Sagittarians. They're opposites.
Yeah, they do. They really do. They're only 18 months apart, but they really get along good. And you always say the Scorpio and the Sagittarian won't get along, but they do. Because that's what we are.
You get along pretty well.
Yeah, great. And we like it. Well, I wish you weren't going because I like your show.
Thank you very much.
I guess a couple of years off and on, and I'll listen to Jim Miller, and I guess I'll let you go.
Thank you very much for calling. I hope the best of luck for you and your family.
Well, you too.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
What say, Mason?
Hello. Who's this?
This is Don.
Hello, Don. What are you doing right behind me?
Oh, just sitting here thinking about all this jive I've been hearing over the years.
Good grief.
Think it's a bunch of bull.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're not a Taurus. You're a Pisces.
Yeah, man. I've been hearing all this sympathy gig, and I've been saying, oh, isn't that nice?
Man, cruel, callous.
Might be the only person in the Big Lou digging on this salt, but I'm glad to see you go. I've been tired of hearing that monotone voice of yours that has been going out over the air and like not really saying anything, but really jiving these poor people out there. I mean, tell them. I mean, really, like, just...
Want me to tell it like it is? Don is probably the world's worst crank and the second worst bartender I've ever been in.
What you did to these people tonight? All these people calling in saying, I've got the answer to question 27, you know?
Right.
They were out there in the lobby calling you. You know, you got 15 people out here calling you, giving you the answers to the questions they gave.
Six people in the lobby.
You used to do it. And plus, you know, you're going to get my subpoena in the mail for stealing all my material on all that trivia. And, you know,
What Don is trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is back in the very beginning, one night, he and I were sitting down here at the Big 79, unbeknownst to the management, of course, and Don... works at the Hofbrau House as a bartender, but back then he didn't work anywhere. And Don and I were sitting here one night, and Don said, you know, it's been a drag lately. Why don't you play trivia one night just to break the ice? And that's how the trivia line got started. I see. I gave you credit right here in front of the audience.
No, that was your idea. We just, you know, we just pulled our heads and come up with all that nonsense and enjoyed it. But I mean, you know, tell them about the times when, you know, like,
I can't tell them about all those times.
You were working hard, and we were sitting here playing stock market and you know, all those games we used to play while you were on the air and working hard supposedly. And
those stories will have to go down with the Jack Sanders stories.
And sit here and drinking coffee and telling lies to one another and all that junk, you know? I mean, really, ladies and gentlemen out there in radio land, you people think this guy works hard and he's going on to bigger and better things. It's all a lie. He doesn't do anything. He sits here and plays records and reads books or drinks coffee or does any number of things that have nothing to do with his talent or radio at all. And he's been putting you on for the past 4 to 5 years, and he deserves a break. He ought to go to St. Louis. Everybody knows St. Louis doesn't exist, and it's a part of a plot put on by Rand McNally and a football team by the name of the Cardinals, who have no franchises and no backers. Therefore, they've got to have somebody to help them out.
Don, you're unreal.
Oh, well.
Thank you for calling.
Sure.
I'm going to miss you, sir.
Love you, bro.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Good morning.
Yes. Who's this?
This is Ed.
Hello, Ed. Hold on just a second.
All right.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bass. You're going to split. You're going to go. What does it say? Do you want JR called? Yeah, you might do that. I'm a little worried. Steve might have got run over or something coming in tonight. Yeah, he could have been hurt coming in from Shelbyville. People are idiots on the roads these days. You ought to call him. You two leaving? Goodbye. I'll see you. See you later on, because you'll be coming to visit Marty, right? And then...
Me.
No, definitely you will. I'm a seer. I'm a prophet. I don't tell these people on the air that, but I'm a seer and a prophet. You'll be coming to see Marty, and the two of you will be coming to see me in St. Louis, right? Right? Definitely. Where there's a will, there's a way. Lottie Mack, 1967, Lexington, Kentucky. Okay. Take care.
Hello there, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call and say that I've listened to your show for months, years, in fact, I guess. This is the first time that I've ever been on your program.
That's kind of anticlimactic, right?
Yeah, certainly is. I got a couple of books I want to recommend to you.
Great.
All right. The first one is called Level 7.
Level
I want to
7.
Say Ray Bradbury, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right. The next one is A Separate Piece by John Knowles. And the third one is, well, doggone, I forgot it. Well, anyway, I wanted to call this morning and say good luck and best wishes from all of Louisville to Mason Dixon, the finest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason Dixon line.
Good morning, Mason.
Hello, who's this?
Ken.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, sir. You?
Great.
Just wanted to call this morning and wish good luck as your trip goes on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
If you could run up a chart for the city of Louisville, this would be a black day in the horoscope of the city of Louisville.
Thank you. Probably a ray of light shining through right now.
No, I'm sure it would be a black day. In reference to the poems you wrote, is there any way I could get a copy of them before you leave?
I'll probably leave the tapes behind. I don't know if they'll use them or not, but I haven't finished the manuscript or the album that I started when I came here, and so it may be a while before any of it's out in print.
It may be a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
The time hasn't been right, and to release the things yet.
Well, that's one of the main things to call about. And just to wish you good luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
There's a book out. We discussed chess a while back.
Uh-huh.
It's a real good book. It's by Fred Reinfeld. R-E-I-N-F-E-L-D. And it's a complete course on chess.
I saw that in the bookstore the other day.
Did you?
Along with Bobby Fischer has a book out called Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw both of those together. Reinfeld's good, from what I understand.
He's an extremely good man. And I just wanted to recommend that to you as you left, because I knew you were interested in chess.
Thank you. I didn't know whether to pick it up or not. I was looking at it, and then I said, well, you know, I'll go here to the astrology section.
Right.
I'll pick that up. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye, Mason.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Mason, this is Misty.
Hi, Misty. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just fine. I thought I'd call and tell you goodbye since I wasn't able to come down.
I'm glad you called.
Well, you take it easy, and I hope you have very, very good luck in St. Louis.
Thank you. Thank you much.
I'm gonna
miss you.
I'm gonna miss you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hiya, Mace.
Hello. Who's this?
Blaine again, Mace.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I consoled Mr. Miller after I heard him call you.
Did you console him?
Yes, I told him that I'd call him tomorrow night and ease him through the show. Wouldn't ask him any tough questions on astrology.
Good.
That's what his big hang-up is. He's worried about the astrology question.
Well, I think people are going to realize that Jim's not an astrologer, but that Jim can answer questions on other things. And really, answering questions is not the big thing. Just discussion. Just talking, giving opinions.
Exactly.
Being yourself. And that's the way I started it.
Well, I know Jim can handle that.
I do too.
Yeah, he can do that very well. I know I can sit and talk with Jim for long hours out here at the Slumlord's residence.
Right.
Right. Yeah, everybody lives out here, man.
Friendship City out there.
You better believe it. Randy Jones lives out here.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Alan, did he ever move in with Randy, the policeman?
Yeah.
Well, where is he? Is he still on the force, or do you know?
Yeah, he's still on the force. Yeah, that big Al's still on the force.
I haven't seen him for the last couple of days.
Big Al.
And I thought, you know, maybe he'd be down.
Well, maybe I should. Do you know Pat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know Pat, right?
Right.
And well, Al and Pat were engaged last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. See, I haven't seen Al for 2 weeks, and we had a report of a guy that fit his description on the force had an accident, and we didn't know whether it was he or not.
No, because I took Al, I saw him last night. I saw him tonight even, you know, when he took Pat home and he came back, we were all sitting out talking, you know, pretty and everybody just sitting out there, kind of shooting the bull, waiting for the Mason-Dixon line to come on, like we always do, just sitting out in the cool night, waiting for you to come on.
Well, listen, you tell Al, if you see him running around there, that I'm sorry I didn't get to see him before I left.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about him.
Well, he goes to bed pretty early because he has to get up early.
Right. Tell him to take care of himself out on the beat.
Thanks. You take care of yourself, too.
Okay. Thanks for being around.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.